We're looking at taxing matters on Tuesdays this month. Washington and Oregon are two of the oddest tax neighbors in the Union. More than 40 states use sales and income taxes to pay for government, but not Washington and Oregon. We like to do it all with one hand tied behind our back. Washington, no income tax. Oregon, no sales tax. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph went to Portland to find out how the rivalry is going.
We've all done it. A cash register in downtown Portland, and in my case, new yoga pants.
There you go.
Woohoo! Just a little casual sales tax evasion among friends. Oregon is the land of freedom from sales tax, and just a drive away. Washington is the land of freedom from state income tax, which Oregonians cannot experience unless they move. Looks like the people of Washington are winning. However, an unofficial calculation prepared by Washington's Department of Revenue indicates that the state is not. It says that if Washington State had Oregon's tax system, Washington would be $9.5 billion richer, almost double the revenue from taxes. This news does not come as a shock in the Oregon state capital, Salem. Paul Warner is the state's revenue officer. Watching Washington State is part of his job.
We would have to have a 12% sales tax in Oregon to collect the amount of revenue we collect from our personal income tax.
A 12% sales tax would be almost double Washington State's sales tax. And Oregon is not going to do that. Warner has noticed something else about Washington State.
Over time, the sales tax base has declined relative to the economy.
This has been going on for 20 years. Washington's sales tax revenues have been shrinking compared to the size of our economy. So, the economy adds jobs and wealth, and sales tax revenues grow too, but only a little. This is one of the perils of running a state on a sales tax, because people's spending habits have changed. They buy more on the internet, and they pay less state sales tax.
That gap just gets bigger and bigger every year.
This is James McIntyre, Washington State Treasurer, who has been staring at our shrinking pile of revenue for years. If it wasn't for our eroding tax base,
we'd have another $15 billion in the state treasury to be used for education, health care, and other social services.
Washington's economic growth means, among other things, more people. The state has 100,000 more school-age children to educate than it did in 1995.
If you're going to sustain education, you just can't do it. It's mathematically impossible to sustain it on a shrinking tax base.
Oregon doesn't face this problem, but it has a serious problem of its own. Mark McMullen, Oregon's state economist.
We do get larger swings here during the recessions.
Meaning, when lots of Oregonians lose jobs, the state loses lots of tax revenue. Just when people need government, government is laying people off and making things worse. Mark McMullen.
It's sort of, unfortunately, it's par for the course.
This is one of the perils of running a state on an income tax. In the last recession, Oregon lost more than a tenth of its revenue because people were unemployed. Mark McMullen says people in the capital are still haunted by what happened next.
Pretty painful time for them.
Oregon started cutting school days.
This is Tom Potowski. He's an economics professor at Portland State University. Teachers were laid off, and small towns lost their law enforcement.
I mean, these are serious problems.
So Oregon is looking for a way to make its tax system provide more revenue in the hard times. And it has noticed that Washington State actually has something Oregon might want. Washington's business and occupations tax. It's a percentage of everything a business sells, and the revenue it generates is pretty resilient in a recession. Tom Potowski.
There are people out there thinking about it. The state's trying to figure out what other forms of revenue are there, and also wanting to have revenue sources that tend to be a little more stable.
But Oregon still has no interest in a state sales tax. That is Washington's thing. I'm Carolyn Adolph in Portland, Oregon.
This story was produced in partnership with the Ravitch Fiscal Reporting Program at the City University of New York's Graduate School of Journalism.